OU releases an update on what's next for the students involved in a grading dispute. The state's prison population is growing, and forestry officials confirm a devastating beetle has been found in a seventh county. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. The University of Oklahoma has barred a graduate student from teaching duties as a result of an investigation into a grading dispute. KGOU's Hannah France has this update on a case that has received national attention.
On November 30th, OU graduate teaching assistant Mel Kurth was put on administrative leave after a student, junior Samantha Fulnecki, filed a grade appeal and a formal claim of religious discrimination after receiving a failing grade on a psychology paper about gender roles. Fulnecki referenced the Bible in her paper and claims the failing grade she received was discriminatory. Kurth's grading comments said Fulnecki's paper did not follow the assignment and was at times, quote, offensive. In a statement released Monday, the university said a review of Kurth's prior grading standards and comments on the matter had been conducted, and it was determined Kurth was, quote, arbitrary in the grading of the paper and will no longer have instructional duties at the university. Additionally, the university said Fulnecki's religious discrimination claim has been investigated and concluded, but it does not release the findings of such investigations. Fulnecki's grade appeal had already been decided in her favor. I'm Hannah France.
Oklahoma's prison population increased this year. Robbie Korth reports incarceration rates are still below what they were when the state was the top incarcerator in the country, but new tough-on-crime laws seem to be having an impact.
2025 was the third consecutive year Oklahoma's prison population grew. The number of people incarcerated was up by almost 2% in late December for a total of 23,498. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch reports the state was the top incarcerator in the nation as recently as 2019, before 500 people were released thanks to changes in state law. Criminal proceeding delays in the years following, thanks to COVID, also kept prison populations down. But as the legislature has shifted from reforming the criminal justice system to toughening penalties, the incarceration rates have crept back up. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
The Autism Foundation of Oklahoma is setting up an endowment fund. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the nonprofit's recent growth.
When she was hired 7 years ago, Emily Scott says she was the foundation's only employee. Since then, Scott says the foundation has seen exponential growth. As the executive director, she leads a staff of 10. And in late December, the foundation established an official endowment fund.
It's just exciting to be a part of this. As a parent, it really helps me feel like I'm doing something about those gaps and voids that we experience in services for our kids.
Scott says the endowment fund will help set up long-term financial support for the organization's mission to improve the lives of Oklahomans with autism. Scott has a 23-year-old son with autism and says she's noticed there's a lack of services for people on the spectrum as they age, especially after they graduate high school. The foundation has expanded to serve people throughout their lifetimes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
An emerald ash borer is a shimmering green beetle about the size of a pencil eraser, but the tiny bug can cause big problems for ash trees. Grayson Wheeler reports the bugs have been spotted for the first time at the Chickasaw National Recreation Area in Murray County.
True to its name, the emerald ash borer bores small, shallow, D-shaped holes into ash trees just deep enough to disrupt the movement of water and nutrients from roots to leaves. Dieter Rudolph with the Oklahoma Forestry Services says Murray County is the seventh county in Oklahoma where the beetle's presence has been confirmed.
So they found a couple of them, and since they found more than one, that suggests there's a population that's kind of established.
Rudolph says the beetles could cause problems down the line for Oklahoma's recreation economy, especially since most of the state's ashes grow along lakes.
Dead trees over an area that's commonly used for camping or hiking, you know, any of these outdoor activities, it creates a risk.
To help slow the spread, Rudolph recommends people not move firewood from one location to another, which can allow the beetles to hitch a ride. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. The next episode of this podcast will be Monday, January 5th. Happy holidays.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.